We have one that is able and capable, can do just that. He's been anointed and appointed by God to bring us the word of God. And he's no other than our very own Dr. Isaac Burnett Jr. He's going to give us what God has given him to us, that will keep us, that will help us from day to day, weeks to weeks, months to months, years to years. Because ain't nothing like the word of God. So after the male course, we come with a selection. The next four you will hear is no other than our very own Dr. Isaac Burnett Jr.
Oh, I came to tell you, I came to tell you, oh, I came to tell you, he said, oh, yeah, he said, oh, yeah, oh, I came to tell you. I came to tell you, oh, I came to tell you, he said, oh, yeah, he said, yeah, oh, I came to tell you, I came to tell. Not my soul. Said if you don't believe I've been redeemed, then follow me down to the Jordan stream. I said the Jordan river, it was chilly and cold. I said it chilled my body, but not my soul. Said I stepped in the water. 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 I stepped in the water. I stepped in the water. Stepped and the water was cold. Said my water was cold. I said that the water was cold. I said it chilled my body, but not my soul. Amazing grace, said I sweep the sound. You saved the wretch, a wretch like me. I once was lost. Anybody here been lost? Anybody here been lost? Anybody here been lost? I said I stepped in the water. I said I stepped in the water. I said I stepped in the water. Oh, I came to tell you. I came to tell you. Oh, I came to tell you. Oh, yeah, oh, I stepped in the water, and the water was cold. Said it's in my body, but not my soul. I said, if you don't believe, I've been redeemed. And follow me down to the Jordan stream. I said, the Jordan river, it was chilly and cold. I said, it chilled my body, but not my soul. Said I stepped in the water. I 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 stepped in the water. I stepped in the water. Stepped and my water would go. Stepped the water would go. Said my water was cold. I said it chilled my body. My soul. Oh, I came to tell you. I came to tell you. Oh, I came to tell you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Another day the Lord has made. And we're supposed to be rejoicing and glad that we're still here in his new day. He didn't have to bring us to this day, but he did. And I'm glad about it. Anybody glad? You ain't got no one other alternative. You either here or you gone. So since you're here, you might as well rejoice. Hallelujah. Because he is a wonderful, loving, kind, patient God. Hallelujah. Got more patience than all of us put together. Hallelujah. Because a lot of us don't have a minute with a patient. All right. We want it to happen. We want it to happen right now. But he said, wait. Hallelujah. Wait, and so you can learn to depend on the Lord. Hallelujah. Give glory and honor and praise to God, our Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and to all the preachers in the house. If you raise your hand, the presider, Elder Green. All the other officers of the church. And everybody else then must be a lay person, so and to you as well. Everybody's good. Because God made us good. Everybody's wonderful. And he made us wonderful. Everybody look good. Don't care what you think about it. Hallelujah. It's what God says about it. That's the only thing that counts. And we were made for his glory, not ours. So if we stay out of God's business, and mind our own business, everything else will be all right. Hallelujah. Praise God. The problem is can't get us to do what he told us to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What time is it?
Good news
time. Good news time. Good news in this bad news world. And the world's news seems to be getting worse all the time. Hallelujah. Letting us know we're getting close to those last days. From the book of James. 1 and verse 2. In the name of Jesus, stand here, yield the spirit of man, mental man, physical man. We cast them into your care that you may use us for your glory and honor. Take charge of me now and give me what to say to the people. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Are we there? I think I heard two behind me. Are we there?
Amen.
Okay. All right. Book of James. Okay. Are we there now? My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptation. Count it all joy. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, here comes some more joy. Count it all as joy. Doesn't matter what the situation may appear to be, what it may look like, what it may feel like, you can count it as joy. We need to get that season in us. And don't forget it, because when you're counting things out, the thing you're counting out, God has put there for your joy. And as you push it away from you, you miss out on that joy. Tell somebody you need God's joy. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. So when you block something that's negative coming your way, then you are blocking some joy that you would need it to go through whatever you're going through with. All right. We got to start thinking all things. All things. All things. Everything. Every bit of whatever it is. No matter how tough it may appear to be, no matter how hard or hurtful it seems to be, it's going to be for your joy. So when we start looking at the things of the day, the events that we encounter, we can say this is for my joy, that's for my joy, that over there is for my joy, that's in front of me for my joy, that I'm going through is for my joy, because I'm counting it. It may not be a joyful thing to me right now, but I'm adding it up. And soon I'm going to get that number that will say, release the joy. Hallelujah. So as things come our way day in and day out, say, here's some more joy. When you meet that person along the way that you don't halfway, you know, want to deal with, instead of saying, I read this, say, here comes some more joy. Hallelujah. And you know that person's been talking about you. At least you think you know. You really don't know because you didn't hear. You got some layperson's information. You got that secondhand. And we don't want to go to the secondhand store. It's nothing to do with it. But you got some secondhand. It might even been third hand. And it got your feathers all ruffled. I saw a bird, I believe it was last week, that flew up in the tree. And the bird looked so big. You know, I said, oh, what kind of bird is that? The bird had fluffed the feathers out because it was cold. And her feathers were fluffed out so that she can distribute her heat through the body and be a little warmer. And as the bird sit there after a while, it got smaller. Wouldn't mean that she tightened those wings back up now and take that new air, and then as the air come out, it's like about like your coats when you say breath in layers. Okay, it's so that the air continue to move in there. And the heat from your body is reserved and pushed back to your body. And that's why you can walk around with a proper amount of clothes on and still be warm. But you got to know that every situation is working for your joy. Okay? It's working for your joy. It's working for your good. It's working for your joy. Okay? We know that God is on our side. We know that God said he would give you joy. You know that God said in Jesus' prayer that his joy in him will be full, might be full. So what it is, that means that we are blocking some joy that's coming our way, because he didn't say joy shall be full, but it said may be full, meaning that you are in control of whether you get it or not. Okay. And if you don't collect it, you don't get it. Okay. So you got to collect your joy. Put it in some safe place. David said the safe place is in your heart. Okay. And I hid the word in my heart so I won't sin against thee. So we got to put things in our heart and stop putting it up here. We're storing it in our head, in our mind. Tell somebody that's the wrong place to put this stuff. Your mind is the devil's workshop. So you bring your things to the workshop. So that the devil have plenty to work with you. So you walking about here all sad and lonely and disappointed and whatever. And it's all because you're in the wrong place. You got to deal it from your heart. Your heart tells you the good things to do, but the mind overrides it. About like some of these things that the Supreme Court is doing now. They had some things that were good, and they come around and change it, trying to do what God is doing. But the devil's workshop is in your mind. He brings up all those evil things and hurtful things that you face in life. He has you focus on you. Okay? But we got to know that whatever it is, God can handle it. Whatever it is, God knows about it. Whatever it is, God said you can hold it. God said you can handle it. God said, I won't let it come on you if you're not able to handle it. And if it does come on you, I got a way for you to get out. Count it as joy. Hallelujah. You got to know that the battle is not yours. It's the Lord. And he just wants you to stand in his word. Stand in his word. Stand in his word. Not your word. And we're going to give you who, what? What do we use to say I'm going to give you? A piece of our mind. You ain't got enough mind to give nobody. But I'm going to give you a piece of mind. I guess that's how we got Alzheimer's. We've been giving too much our mind away. That's why we got Alzheimer's and dementia. Because you've been giving it away. You can't keep pulling out your mind, that jaw. See, our brain is about elephant on a jaw, I believe. You can't keep taking it out and I'm putting nothing back in. So stop placing your mind out and give God the problem. He said, cast all your cares upon him, for he cared for you. Here come some more joy. The word of God says that bless are ye, when men shall revile and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely you are told to rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Great is your reward in heaven. Joy in chaotic situations. Joy in despair. Joy in the trouble that comes our way. Joy. Okay. Blessed are ye when men shall revive. Okay, so it's going to happen to you. You're going to be persecuted. You're going to go through something. But receiving it as a curse, stop receiving it as a curse and receive it as a blessing. Okay, don't say, hey, that person going to be filling me with all this negative stuff. It don't have to be filled if you don't soak it up. Okay. All right, you stick your sponge down there and suck all up, miss all the good stuff, and all you saw was all the bad things. And that's what you went off with, and that's what you talk about the rest of your life. Okay. But instead of talking about the negative part of it, it's called a joy. And thank God for the joy. Thank you for carrying you through. Thank you for delivering you. Thank you for bringing it out. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for blocking it from hitting me. It was coming my way, and I stood there because I'm standing in the word of God. And nothing is going to be more powerful and protected for me than the word of God. Because the word of God will sustain me. The word of God will be here forever and ever and ever and ever. The word of God is our comfort. The word of God is our peace. The word of God is our joy. The word of God is our deliverance. The word of God is our hope. The Lord of God is our deliverer. The word of God. So instead of seeing the person, then turn around, go back the other way. Pretend you forgot something. And turn around, go back the other way. Oh, I forgot something. Instead of saying that, they're saying, oh, here comes the more joy. Throw your arms up. And say, here comes some more joy. And receive it with joy. Okay. Because these are the words that I was blessed when they did everything to me. You intended for it to be my bad, for my bad. But God turned it around and change it to joy. Tell somebody, tell three people he'll do it. He will do it for you. He will do it for me. The word said, my brethren, count it all joy. How much do we count as joy? How much is left? So what are you dealing with? Everything is a joy, so where you get this other stuff from? A piece of the mind. That somebody gave you, you ain't got enough room for your own mind. How you can take up somebody else's mind? Count it all joy. when you, not after you, but right then and there. Don't take it, I take it and I think about it and I may forgive him for it a little later. No, do it right then and there. When? Okay. When it happens, ye fall into diverse temptation. Hallelujah. Count it a joy. Hallelujah. So, joy coming in the morning. Weeping may endure. That means that it doesn't have to. It said weeping may. I think that's Psalms 30:5, I believe. Or somewhere near that 5. Weeping may. That's spelled M-A-Y. Meaning it may or it may not. Weeping may endure. How long? For a night. A is now translated to be one. Weeping may endure for one night. But in the morning is a new day. In the morning, new things are happening. In the morning, yesterday things are gone. In the morning. Tell somebody it's in the morning. I'm looking to be delivered in the morning. I know that night don't last but 12 hours. So sometime later, I'm going to be delivered. Yeah. Hallelujah. But I want you to know that your morning is not talking about night and day, that physical. It's telling you about a spiritual deliverance. Hallelujah. It's whenever you let it go. That's when morning comes. Whenever you let it go. When you release it. Because we are holding on to things that we can't change. Hallelujah. You can't join it, because it might well rejoice. As soon as you accept what has happened, that's your morning. So your morning may not, your weeping may not last but 1 minute. Because he said his anger didn't do it for just for a moment. It's when you allow the word of God, and I'm closing. When you allow the word of God to take charge in your life, and you apply it in your life, your joy will be there. Here comes some more joy. Whatever it is, here comes some joy. How bad it may seem to be, here comes some joy. Anybody got some joy on the way? Yeah. Hallelujah. We got some joy. Every moment of our existence is joy. It's a good day. A good day. Every day is a good day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm rejoicing because I'm still here. Joy is on the way. And why that is on the way, you're already experiencing some joy. So receive everything as joy.
Joy, joy, joy. I come to stand to give a gospel invitation. Is there anyone here that don't know Christ for the pardon of their sins? Your time is now come for you to accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and know about that joy. But it ain't nothing like that joy of Jesus. While the mail course give us a little selection, you will now come. If anyone needs prayer, the altar is open for prayer.
Only believe. Only believe that all things are possible. If you only believe, only believe, all things are possible if you only believe. I met God early this morning. You know my soul.
Will you come for prayer?
Was feeling safe. My heart was heavy laden. Lord, and I had bowed down head. But Jesus lifted my heavy burden. Lord, and right now I'm feeling good because all things are possible. If you only believe.
All things are possible if you just only believe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Will we now stand and have our benediction? We'll have a closing.
Don't forget, voting is still going on. Not today, but you go to the polls.
Yes.
Tuesday. For the selection of the candidates to be on ballot in November. If you haven't already done so. Okay. Keep that in mind. Birthday babies for March. Happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, my God will continue to bless you. Happy birthday, 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 birthday. Right. To you. Amen. Let everybody say, let everybody say, amen. Let everybody say, amen.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all until we all meet again.
Let the church say, amen. Let the church say, amen. Let the church say, amen.
Have a blessed day.